Morning, guys. Welcome back to Project Jira. This is Rishabh here with another... What are you doing? The introduction is so scuffed. All right, let's continue on. This is probably like the 21st episode of the second season. Not the second season, of the second marathon. Okay. More bullshit aside in the household. I'll leave it to them. Now, stay focused. I just got up from resting for 3 hours or so. And punching out 7 uploads, and we're gonna keep it running now. So this is the relief shelter as usual for those of you who are, you know, without family, without a home. You're all welcome here. Now what we're gonna do in this particular video is cover research into VTubing software, and I know that's very niche. Honestly, it's not something that I would say we're gonna go too heavy into. It's more like for this week, that's the topic at hand. So let's continue. And we, in the previous episode, probably it's a daily upload. Roughly every single, I've got down a schedule now, right? So it's like every single day, Monday through to Saturday. The only day we don't upload is Monday through Sunday through Saturday, except for Friday. So we don't upload on a Friday because we know mostly of the time people will be doing their own stuff outdoors. But aside from that, what we're going to do, so podcast videos relating to that, the previous video would have been a day ago, my point is, and that would have covered VTube Studio as well as VR, Vroid Studio. So between the two of them, we've been, and then Mixamoo as well, or Mixamo, not Mixamoo, from Adobe. Very interesting software, super interesting, definitely something that was a learning experience, and it's all free. That's the best part of it all, so... let's continue on this track. We do want to punch out within the next hour a reaction to Studio Geek, to Attack on Titan as well, and get rid of as many tabs as we can once again so that we can actually get back out into the world and get some real stuff done. But we just have a long list of stuff lined up. So I think we'll cover about 10 tabs here. We're going to start off over here. You can see on the side here, by the way, I think every day I'm going to use UCam while I have the premium ability to switch scenes or switch the backgrounds by going through all the different office and making sure that the scenery, so I said office, but basically office scenery that makes sense for a Monday to Friday workday, maybe even Saturday. Maybe Saturday will be more of an open concept. Again, this is really kind of down to earth, just trying to keep it authentic. All right. So the first browser we have here on the side, right hand side, we're going to stick to display. So you can see here, 7 best VTuber software 2023, 2D and 3D programs ranked March 20, 2023. People ask, what software do Bladida use? What software do Bladida use to make their models? DAZ3, Blender, Vroid Studio. Again, we haven't, so if we have the previous tab here, just to mention, there are several videos at the very top right and left that we have to check up on. Okay, and we haven't watched them in completion, but at least we want to leave some comments in some of these. So for a lot of these, we are leaving these tabs open because we want to comment on them and get engaged with the learning process and with other people and creators who are making stuff about this kind of stuff. All right, and that aside, what we're gonna do is just mention briefly that I noticed 2 tabs here that should have been knocked off. So we'll definitely take care of that. Hold on, give me a second here. All right, just a little bit of lag. So best VTuber software, you can see down here the rankings, VTuber maker, powerful YouTube content creation software. 9 best software for seamless live streaming, the best YouTuber software, best free YouTuber software, go all the way down, Streamlabs, GitHub, Dot Sports, they all try to market the same thing. I think that's actually kind of hilarious. They all have exactly the same keywords, you could say, ranking on Google. So best VTuber software, that's literally the first. And it's all for different sites. So Dot Esports, Streamlabs, GitHub, Stream Mentor. They talk about, this looks like 3D models from VC Face, Leap Motion, Tracking World, Live 3D. I'm assuming that there are a lot of the reasons why I haven't ventured into these different softwares are because they are paid. So I'm obviously not going to spend money on things like this. Okay. Considering it's just a fleeting thing, we're just going to be in and out. All right. So next thing we did after that, okay, there was this blog. So Content Mavericks was a blog that we clicked on, right, to figure out what we should use. So we were learning about it seems like around a listing of 7 different softwares here. We have Restream, we have XSplit, we have Live3D. Okay, that one's paid. Yeah, that explains a lot. So a lot of these softwares, again, they're paid, so it's not very much use to me. Switcher Studio, highest ranking, but Apple only. So you can see there's a lot of these. And then there are some familiar softwares like Restream and XSplit that I wasn't aware were doing this kind of YouTubers to content stuff. But again, for those things, they're all paid plans and quite expensive. So yeah, better stream quality, brander streams, but again, they all cost something. And XSplit turns you into pro, but the worst part, can't create avatars. So that's kind of pointless for me. Top features, brand yourself, stream with audio sources, all that kind of stuff. All right, so that's that blog article from Content Mavericks. Where else did we go to in our exploration of this whole VTuber stuff? We realized we had to log into Steam. So we went over to Steam here for the first time in a long time. Here is VTuber Studio. We didn't actually use it. We didn't use it. We explored it. And then we're not going to go back on ever again, because it's a 2D format and I'm not looking for 2D. So with innovative features, but it is very interesting that it does a lot for what it does do, it does it really well. So if you were to do a 2D sort of avatar and make use of it, you could do a lot of translation and also sorts of artificial voiceover intonations and make that work out. You could change your voice, in other words, and you could use AI to do so. And then on top of that, there's a really good face tracking, and the details apparently is very high quality stuff. I'm not going to go through it. It's a little cringe, to be honest, looking at this kind of imagery that they're trying to. I get it, it's all marketing, that's their audience. That's their audience, so we're just gonna leave it at that. But that's it for Steam, man, and that's it for VTube Studio, because it's kind of weirding me out right now. All right, vroid.com/en, so English/studio. This is where we downloaded from. 3D modeling for everyone. Steam, Windows, Mac OS. Go further down. Promotion movie. News, updates. Again, still, anytime you mention VTube, it's going to be a little bit weird. And a little bit, these are some pretty, how do you put this? It's kind of like a recluse. It's a little weird. But hey, you do what you do, right? You do combine templates to design new outfits. Okay, design your original outfits, selecting one or the other. Overlay more outfits, get the perfect result, blah de da. Of course, I'm assuming this is the kind of stuff people would use to, once again, get onto VR chat and stuff. Like glasses, furry ears. What the fuck, furry ears? Design textures and a pen tool. Texture editor supports pen tablets, pressure sensitive. You can also divide your design into more layers. Draw directly on a 3D model onto the UV texture to see your creation display in real time on 3D preview. And all that jazz. And it just goes on and on with the features. Oh, your models are yours to freely use. You can set your own terms of use for the data of every model, every texture, every item you create on VRoid Studio. Very interesting. Specifying if you give permission for the commercial use, credits, etc. And every model is exportable as VRM files and uploadable to apps that support the format. I think this is interesting. I'm not sure what happened, but when I exported, it was just .vroid, not .vrm. So I don't know what happened there. I may end up taking a look to see what I can do about that. Moving on, close that tab. All right. We have Bing, Live 2D Cubism. So we searched up, like, what's the time? What's the time looking like? We're only 9 minutes in. Very good, we're on track. A good schedule right now. I can't tell you how freeing it is to not give a damn about the drama about the people in this household who are so crazy. All right, Live 2D Cubism, a 2D model maker, creates dynamic expressions by applying deformation to the source illustration. Multiple deformation tools are available for a wide range of cases. Early 20th century avant-garde art movement that has revolutionized European painting and sculpture. Cubism. In cubist works, oh wow, this is getting real classical now, and inspired related artistic movements in music, literature, and architecture. In cubist works of art, the subjects are analyzed, broken up, and reassembled in an abstract form, instead of depicting objects in a single perspective. The artist depicts the subject from multiple perspectives to represent the subject in the greater context. Cubism has been considered the most influential art movement of the 20th century. Shit. The term cubism is broadly associated with a variety of artworks produced in Paris or near Paris during the 1910s and throughout the 1920s. Okay, great stuff. So Great Depression and pre-Great Depression. Okay. So I guess that's what the inspiration between the naming and the branding of Live 2D Cubism is. So Live 2D Cubism is, of course, another model maker. It's for 2D. Again, we're not interested in this particularly, but I do recognize that it's probably a lot easier to rig and form the skeletal model. Not the skeletal model, sorry. The skeletal model is only for 3D. But for rigging the face, right? And it's very easy, I'm assuming, compared to doing it 3D. But I don't know. I don't even know if I agree with that statement, because if you do motion capture, I think it could actually be easier to do 3D mapping of your motion and gestures and movements over onto, and so that was a bit redundant, over onto your model. So anyways, point is we downloaded it. We did not install it because I noticed that Live 2D Cubism, one of those articles mentioned that, oh, here we go. Here's the new tab here. This is their homepage. Says it right here. So this is what we're worried about. It says download the trial version free, which is valid for 42 days. And after the trial expires, you can continue using the free version. But again, it's a trial version and trial only. So for 42 days, that's about a month and 2 weeks, right? About like 5 to 6 weeks of time. Difference between these release versions and beta versions. Notice for new installations under macOS. To customers who are considering updating their macOS, if you update the macOS to the latest version, be sure to first deactivate your Cubism editor license before updating the OS. Release of Mach 3 file verification tool earlier. Download earlier versions. That's very nice of them to have some legacy versions. Windows OS, and here's the agreement. I consent to the software license agreement, and that was necessary for you to download it. Okay, anyways. Downloaded but not installed, just saved, because once again, I don't feel particularly compelled to use a 2D avatar. Okay, V-Roy Studio, this is the download page, I believe. I think so. Oh no, I'm wrong, sorry. So this is for the beginners. No, is it? Oh sorry, it's the landing page. I'm totally lost. It is the landing page for the vroy.com. You can see some of these avatars that we saw on the basic GUI graphic interface upon opening. So let's get started with V-Roy Studio, getting started. So probably for beginners, and the difference between beta and stable. There's a tutorial here, there's a YouTube channel. We might want to click on that and follow through. V-Roy Studio on Steam, on Windows and Mac OS past versions. And Windows and Mac, of course. Year model 2015 and later. Intel Core i5 6th Gen, 8GB RAM, blah. These are the minimum specs, I'm assuming, to make it work. We can probably hop by their YouTube channel and see what happens there. Once again, anytime there's a video, we want to kind of keep the tab open so that we can basically commentate on some of it. Here's the project. V-Roy Project Concept Movie, Your Story. And I noticed that everything here, looking at all of this stuff, it seems to be... There's a Japanese studio official tutorial. Most of the stuff here is in Japanese. I guess it shouldn't be surprising. And we should probably subscribe to this or something like that. But the most recent videos are about a year ago, so I don't think that's going to do anything. Yeah. But it's interesting enough that we want to probably click on their concept movie, Your Story animation, and commentate inside there again. Just kind of get involved. All right, next thing. So this is actually the So if you install and open VRoid Studio, what ends up happening is you are displayed with the opening interface, and where that leads you is like three avatars that are basic samples that you can use, as well as the settings on the three dots on the very top right. And if you open it, there's a beginner's guide. There's also getting started and FAQs and frequently asked questions, help, so on and so forth. So, and settings, of course, settings. And if you click on one of the links that has to do with beginners, it will lead you to over here. So it pops open a new link. Most of the options on the drop-down menu on the three dots lead you to a new link. Opens a web browser. So this is VRoid, getting started with VRoid. Articles in this section. Getting started with VRoid. Sorry, guys. This is a lot to cover, man. VRoid, and we didn't want to cover so many videos. I thought we would be done with the whole VTubing stuff in just 5 to 6 videos max. This is kind of where it's at. We want to really wrap this up. It's an app to create humanoid 3D avatars. We want to transition over to motion capture and rigging. So we want to start talking about Blender. Available on Windows and Mac, you don't need to have any background in 3D modeling or design, as this software was developed for beginners with no experience in this era. That's phenomenal. I could tell. You can use all characters you create for nearly anything for profit or non-profit purposes. I didn't know that. If you're looking for software to help you create an avatar for VTubing and participate in VR communities, this might be that for you. That's definitely interesting, VR communities. In this article, we'll be explaining what you can do in VR Studio with the models you create. For further details on each feature, please check out the FAQ. All right, so I'm not going to go through this. This is going to be a very long, long article, and with many links. We may leave this open, though, because it's a good guide. Okay, so let's see. Let's take a look at the time. How are we doing so far? So it's 17 minutes in. I think this is a good place to leave off for this particular video. And I noticed there are some tabs here, but they're not at all related to, we could cover it. So, well, we'll mention it briefly, but we have some tabs here on the side I see that go through the YouTube Studio, the podcast that we set up. But more importantly, there's Twine. So if we can get rid of these tabs, we can start to download and talk and discuss briefly about a software called Twine and Stable Diffusion. Two softwares we're learning from the public library that I frequented until about 3 weeks ago, when things kind of went to shit and I had to do all the podcasting stuff. Became feel like a hermit for the past 3 weeks, man. It's pretty awful. But we have to do what we have to do. So the podcasting stuff is finished now. We just have to cover it in video, and then we'll be back into the world again. So long story short, over here is Twine, and we definitely want to get to that. So we'll probably cover these tabs in the next video. That's the next topic, I believe. Or if not, we may cover on the other side. The other browser has a bunch of Twitter stuff that we want to get through. It's all just tweets. We don't really give a shit about Twitter because it's so much drama. But one thing I can say is every time we upload something, a notification pops up. We are prompted to basically put a notification and schedule a tweet, right? So for business purposes, just for marketing. And then what I notice is every time the feed has something interesting. So maybe that's what we'll discuss there. I don't know. What's upcoming next? The future will tell. You'll find out. You'll know in the future. I won't. See you in the next one. This is Rishav. Again, if